You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now.
Time is now. Let's get to it.
Time is now. It's happening. This Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo. And I am recalling years ago having a conversation with a friend of mine as I was getting ready for this show. There were some words used about copyright and music with our guest that reminded me of a conversation I had many years ago with a friend of mine when we were working on a project with a third. And the third was a very legal type of person. And he got lawyers involved and contracts. And I remember this friend and I poring over a 10-page document or something along those lines with words that we didn't understand. And we were trying to figure out. And my friend is from Italy. And he was like, "When, what does that mean?" And so as I was explaining this, I realized that it just felt like it just didn't apply, or it was like such an old way of doing things, because it just felt like everybody was out to screw everybody and we had to cover each and every single little bit of basis that there was, and yet it still wasn't covered, so we had to have language to cover what we didn't cover and to cover all of that. And at one point my friend said, why are we doing this? Why are we signing this? And I said, so that way we won't screw each other. And you said, like, who's screwing who? And I said, so you won't screw me and I won't screw you over and he won't screw us. And he's like, I'm not going to screw you. And I said, and I'm not going to screw. Can we say that word actually? I don't know. Anyway. And I said, and I'm not going to screw you. And we both looked at each other and I remember we both got emotional and we hugged. And 20 years later, neither of us have screwed each other and we've never signed a contract. And I remember at the time he said, someday we'll be getting rid of all this stuff, that the music I create, he says, will be for the world. And there won't be this copyright stuff and then these patent things that these companies do and all that stuff. Well, true to what he said, this friend of mine is Marco Misinato, and today he has Sound of Oneness, and he's practically giving all his music away. He's giving it for free. He's putting it out there. He's asking for people to come join in his project in the similar way. That's from a music artistic perspective, in a very similar way, in what I believe is unprecedented. Tesla Motors has announced this week that all their patents belong to everybody. And they used to have evidently a wall of patents up in their main offices, and they have taken all those down and they have made their patents open source for everybody to copy if they're going to be using them for the good of the world. And where at first I thought maybe our ideas were too idealistic, now it looks like that all of this is coming to pass. And this was all brought to mind because our guest speaks along those lines, thinks along those lines, and acts along those lines. Our guest is Philip King. He's a beatbox harpist, an anointed harpist. We're going to find out exactly what that means when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo with our guest, Philip King.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Way back at the beginning when our guest was producing hip-hop videos, John noticed about our guest when he started playing the harp. He wrote this about him up on Facebook. LA's charismatic and inspiring Philip King plays powerful instrumental pieces on the harp in his own idiosyncratic style, having ceremonially taught himself how to play from scratch. He plays anywhere he can, in markets, on stages, in subway platforms, at meditations, and on CDs. Here's an example of what he's done. On New Year's Eve, he finished his official gig and then went in to casually play at a casualty department of his local hospital and played. He is a very special artist. He has an equally special album. Buy it, he says, and spread the word. We'll be telling you more about Philip King and more about his album as we speak to our beatbox, harpist, and guest, Philip King. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thanks for having me.
It's
Appreciate you. Pleasure
to have you.
Mm-hmm.
You are quite a dynamic character as you come in. For those of you who can't see him, he comes in with this big, dramatic position and like you're ready to make something big happen right
seriously,
here, right now.
Seriously. 100% at all times of the day. All times of the day on call. But, you know, there's a disagree. I do have to disagree with something that John wrote. I did not teach myself. I am a conduit. I constantly have this discussion when I'm playing out and people are like, wow. Oh, so you taught yourself? No. Well, if I close my eyes and I have no idea what my fingers are doing, but the same songs come through, I'm the guy in the middle. You understand? Mm. That's very egotistic, and it's a trap to me to say, oh yeah, I did that. Look at me. Look at me. Really? Well, how'd you do that? I'm not really sure, but I did it. Yeah, right. No, I'm the guy in between, and I'm giving the credit to the fact that there are higher powers and that the harp is the oldest string instrument, period. All string instruments come from the harp. Okay, and it's graduation, or it went from harp to harpsichord to piano, then grand harp. And everybody in this age looks at the grand harp like that's the harp. That's a beautiful thing, but the grand harp is the baby of the harps. And the way that it's played is played based off of the piano.
Mm.
So when people see my fingers, like I've looked for teachers, I've spoken with Irish harpists and harpists from England and just all over the world. In LA, you run into them. And the Irish harpist said, well, a harpist is supposed to have their fingers on the strings of the notes that are about to be played. But she said, that's a bit impossible with the songs that you're playing because you're just like going all over the place on the rhythm from top to bottom to middle.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what this means is that there were songs, like King David did not play songs like based off the piano, and he's known as a harpist.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ancient songs that did things for this humanity that are no longer around. And I do believe that there's a resurgence of an old energy that is coming back, not just through me, through multiple different beings on this earth. And I'm one of them in charge of doing some inspiring for people to pick up some harps.
Through the harp.
Yes. Yes. Learn to play from the heart straight from the start.
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation, because most people wouldn't say that. Like, though we have had artists say that they didn't really write a song, like some of our favorite songs out there that have lasted many, many years. They say, I didn't really write it because it happened in just a minute. The whole song came through at once. So, you know, so people have said that, but it's not put in these words.
Well, I'm trying to give it to its true, you know, give it away. It's not me, to take all of the ego out of it. Because that's it. When it happened. Okay. So let me give you the quick story.
You got a story?
Yeah. Okay. So for 15 years I made, so I had a television show for 5 years, public access hip hop culture show in Milwaukee, and bicycled it to, Germany, Berlin, and Chicago, and whatever. From there, I started a hip-hop kung fu movie that turned into a trilogy. And I did the first one in Milwaukee, second and third one, 30% in Milwaukee, and 70% in the Bay Area. Then I came to L.A. to finish post-production on the third, and actually filmed and edited a fourth one, but didn't get that far.
Yeah, you're stealing my thunder. I was going to talk about all this here stuff, like you've got this DVD, hip-hop kung fu movie.
The movie, part one.
Yeah.
Hip-hop dynasty.
Birth of a hip-hop dynasty. From hip-hop to harp, really?
Exactly. So that was the point. That was the, okay, so.
A book. Okay, go on.
So I made a song called When Your Ancestors Call, and I did it to a Dorothy Ashby song, a rendition of Windmills of the Mind, round like a circle in a spiral. Yeah. That one, like a wheel within a wheel. Uh-huh. I love that. So I did that, and the lyrics were like, when your ancestors call, do you listen, or is your spiritual connection disconnected, missing? The point of purpose of why you were born on this planet. There's got to be change, y'all. There's got to be change. So when your ancestors call, do you listen? Or do they get a busy signal while you're just dismissing the point or purpose of why you were born on this planet? So I had this singing, you know, so I had this in my ears, and I'm in San Francisco, and I see this woman with a harp. And I ran up to her because I'm like, what? I'm listening to the harp. These are my lyrics. Let me run to her. And I said, do you think you could play this? And she put it on her ears, and she was like, oh, that's easy. For her to say that was easy, I was like, yeah, okay, let's. At the time, I was managing a hip-hop club, 2232 MLK, with a little big bro, Andrew, and I had a studio there. So I asked her to come by, and after doing the song, I beatboxed, she played the harp, and I rapped. And we were like, this has never been done. Let's do an album. So in the process of doing the album, which got completed, she had to leave to the Netherlands. She had a family emergency. And she came to me. She was kind of embarrassed because we were like so in a flow. Mm-hmm. And she came to me with this harp, which was the harp that was handmade for her. She grew up in a hippie compound called Hidden Valley. And I went there once. It was really like some Little House on the Prairie stuff, you know. So this harp you're looking at, like they walked, looked around, and searched for the tree that had the right energy. Went through that process with it. So this was handmade for her. And back then, my job was to train. I trained 10 hours. I meditated. I did the Qigong, Neigong, all of that stuff. That was my life, you know, the ancient world. Mm. So when she left it with me, it didn't really do anything. I didn't really do anything. But one night, I was training hardcore, and after like 3-4 in the morning, literally, this is a true story. I looked over and there was sitting in the moonlight, because I think I tried to play it and it didn't really go. Mm-hmm. And then after training, I went over and sat, and it just happened. And it was like, really? Wow, what's this? Whoa. You know what I mean? And now when she came back, she was like, hey, did you do anything? I was like, look. And she was like, okay, you played in a past life and your harp's coming back to you, and I can't take it from you. That's your harp.
Wow. Let's hear the
brrrr. Okay, let's do that.
And then we're gonna hear this. What's this called?
This one is a new one. So, but this, I will say, this is the original song that I played. It actually woke my mother from a coma. Rest her soul.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. This album is the beginning of the unconditional love frequency campaign.
Okay.
we are being hit with multiple frequencies that have absolutely nothing to do with love. So there is a combat that's coming back, and it's not anything. It's about nothing but love. So here it is. I'm like closing my eyes. That's where it's like, hey, I have nothing to do with this. Because when I look, sometimes it starts to go a little bit off. That means like I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I do have other songs where I've got, where I'm like, I am, you know, making some new songs, and those are a little bit more simple.
That was Philip King playing an original piece. And we'll be right back to hear more with Philip King when we come back right here on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Every Thursday for about 3.5 hours for a program called HARC. It's Healing Arts Reaching Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, HARC is a program started by Mel Nicola, co-owner of Nick's Beverly Hills, in conjunction with Children's Hospital, where They have kids come and they draw with their parents or cut or paint or color at the HBO cafe, which is you know, like the cafeteria. And she saw me at the Hollywood Farmers Market and was like, this would be perfect for the kids. And it has turned into pure magic in there, just pure magic. And, you know, I've witnessed some serious frequency healing. Like just last week, a girl came in, a young girl came up, and she was smiling. She was like, I feel good. And she was like, I don't know why I'm crying. I feel good. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then she said, my leg was hurting. It's not hurting anymore. And I'm like, that's it. Wow. That's it. And I told her, you know, can you go tell, you know, just let them know that there is actual true frequency healing going on. And what I'm doing, sometimes they notice, sometimes they don't. It doesn't matter to me because, you know, it, everybody's in smiles. And that's how I judge that I'm doing the right thing, is that people are smiling, because this is a place of pain. You know, just the fact that you're in there and a parent's in there, they're dealing with a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And if I can be that person that's there for a moment to give them some, you know, just relief, that's what it is. That's what I, that's what it's all about, period. So after they told me that there was such a great response going on, because the doctors come in too. I mean, it's a cafeteria. So I said, you know what? Why don't I, my new album, Love Equation, why don't I give them to them, you know, so that they can go up. I talked to one of the volunteers and they were like, you know, parents can't be around all the time. And sometimes the kids are just in their room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let this be a vibration that's chilling them out, that's knocking off whatever is little irritant that really doesn't even need to be there.
And especially they know you, they've seen you. And so it's almost like they're comforting. Oh, this is the music of that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's healing in itself. And then
there's an extension. It's like an extension of that 3 hours.
Yes.
Oh, now we get to take them upstairs.
Yeah.
But when we go upstairs, now there's a piano involved, you know, because the album is harp, piano, and beatbox.
Yeah. What's the album called?
Love Equation.
Love Equation. And you were doing a campaign at one point.
Well, this is the beginning. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Where people could donate money so that you can give the CDs away
exactly
to children in need.
So, like, if you really would like, and you know, that's something that can't actually doesn't stop, because you know, it's different kids every week. Sometimes there's like 30 to 40, because it's the parents too. The parents are painting with them, you know. And what you would do if you would like to donate to that fund is go to my website, universalharp.com, and on the homepage there's a donate button. And you just go there and give what you will. You know what I mean? Right now, we're actually picking up the first run of CDs this week. And it's a big, huge, it's a beautiful thing. And also, right now, I am also raising some money to get my harp fixed.
If
you notice, there were a couple tunes that were off when it was starting to come in, and that's because there's a crack coming in at the bass here. And, you know, I am the harpist that carries it on my back in the streets.
I noticed you walking in there walking in here to the studio with it like that. It's not covered or anything. It's like you are a sight.
Exactly.
I mean, you're walking around like people are going to notice.
100%. And, you know, I do. Someone told me I do kind of feel the L.A. like, you know, I don't want to say superstar thing, but wherever I go, there's always a turning head. There's always a, you know what I mean? There's always,
yeah.
And when people are like, oh, and they're close, I'm like, take it as a sign. It's going to be a blessed day. You don't normally see a black guy with dreads walking around with a harp. And if somebody's like, if they're really looking, you know what I mean? Then I'll sit down and play for them.
You're carrying it around like the boom box that we used.
Exactly. But you know, I prefer it like the axe. I love the axe. You know what I mean? When I was in San Francisco, I loved, you know, San Francisco is a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful place, you know, but there are some alleys that are pretty slimy, you know what I'm saying? And I used to love going through the alleys and waking some of the people up that were
like
sleeping in the alley. Yeah, no, that were sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeless in the alley, sleeping, super grimy. You know, you don't know if they're like super drugged out or whatever.
Right.
And just sit in front of them and whoom. And they're like, what the? You know what I mean? It's a beautiful. And then they're just like, oh, thanks, man. Or sometimes they're just looking at you like, what's going on here? Because is this an angel? What's going on? You know.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful feeling to be that person.
You know, for the time being, you're still doing private parties and things like that. So I've heard that you at parties, you shut the party down and people just pay attention to you and people start crying and people start feeling things. So tell us how people can get a hold of you so that they can hire you for something like that.
You could go to universalharp.com.
Okay.
All my information's right there.
That's the universal answer, huh?
Exactly.
Universalharp.com.
My cell phone's there. If you want it now, 323-456-2447. And that's there. You get directly to me and, you know, we'll make sure that we can be be a blessing.
As while you're available, because you remember the, have you ever heard of the is it the naked guitarist in New York or something like that?
No, I've never heard of this guy.
He was in underwear, but he used to stand in New York and play the guitar, and it became a thing, and all the tourists would come and take pictures of him. And, you
know, kind of like the guy with the roller skates and the guitar here on Venice.
Yeah, so you could be the Hollywood guy. And until, you know, you start getting into movies, or I mean, you've already done that. So it's
yeah, but that's where I'm in a point where it's just about, for me, it's not about foreshadowing anymore. It's just about being present for
forecasting.
Yeah. Forecasting. Yeah. It's just about just being here for every moment. 'Cause I'm being used. If I call them divine appointments. If somebody asks me to play, or I end up here or end up there, and there's tears and there's this, those are divine appointments. Those were written before I ever got there. You know, this is a magical thing. They're not, I'm perfectly made for the part. You know what I mean? Because this has to come back to the forefront. And we're in an age where it's all about, you know, like hip hop and all this negative garbage, excuse me, you know, and well, I am the true essence of what hip hop truly is supposed to be. We can go there. But this attitude that I grew up in of hip hop is still there. The street is still there. But to get that juxtaposition with a royal, like, this is not the street. This is like the royalest vibration there can be.
Yeah.
You understand? You know what I mean?
I do.
Taking it there and mixing those makes something that can be pop world. And that's okay. That's where we want to go, because it's about frequency. Like, hit it everywhere. I don't want to be the you know, in the corner, kind of like, that's a great artistic little guy there. He's fly. Now let's go to the party. No. Tribal harp is coming at the same time. Hardcore club dance music to flowing harp. So we can get large speakers and large amounts of people, because EDM is like the biggest, 400,000 people show up for 24-hour jams. Now, what if all of that is going on and suddenly, with this big bass and these sounds that actually kind of bring not harmony sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, you're doing this when you're listening, because you're actually getting a frequency. You know, it's different than the
harmony. And you're doing something with your mouth as well. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear all of that combined with piano and
Nico Gibler.
Nico Gibler playing piano, right?
Yes, and yes, yes.
So we're going to hear, as we go into break, the full song of Midnight Picnic from, what's the album?
Love Equation.
And you can get that at universalharp.com.
Wait, you can also listen on Spotify.
Spotify.
You can listen on Google Play.
Whatever.
You can go to, you can do whatever you just look
it's
it up.
It's all over.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Midnight Picnic and Philip King, and it's we'll raining. Be right back after this.
Baby. Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I'm talking to another Filippo, Philip.
Yep. Yes, sir. Philip King.
Philip King. What a great name. You're known as the beatbox harpist. You're known as the anointed harpist and all of these great euphemism. As if you're not interesting and intriguing enough, you combine with not only a harp, but an ancient harp, a very ancient harp, one of which I've never seen a harp like this, and I've been involved in music all my life. And I've seen many harps, including lyres from ancient times and all that, but never one like this. So this is a very cool thing. As if that's not all special enough, there's this beatbox thing. And how did that come to be?
Well, I've lived pretty much all the cultures of hip hop. I mean, I was beat in 5-man beatbox battles in the 7th grade. So I was, definitely everybody's covering their mouth. But I grew up with that. I'm like, I'm definitely on the beatbox thing. So when I was playing, it only made sense. I wanted a beat while I was playing. And then I realized, when I would do it, people were like, I've never seen that before. I heard that before. What harpist beatbox when they're playing?
Yeah.
Especially
it's more like a classical instrument almost.
Yes, it is. The funny thing, like we were talking about these old songs coming through, some harpists have said, like, that's you're not playing the way we play, but that's harp music. Like, that's classical harp music. Don't let anybody tell you that that's not classical harp music, you know.
And you didn't grow up with this.
Not at all.
Your mom didn't play this.
So. No, not at all. So if you asked me, would I, if someone, and this is for me where I get into, like, your life is kind of planned, or at least my life feels planned out. Like, would I have ever thought that everything that I did would add up to me becoming a harpist? No. Mm. But if and when anybody ever gets a chance to watch my movies, every one of them had to do with changing the world. That was the whole basin theme. We're going to change the world. You know what I mean? So this, get it right. I'm going to change the whole world. I'm not me, but, you know, this is part of it. The beautiful thing about it, it fits everywhere. The point is to be an unavoidable blessing. For this vibration to be, whether it's on the radio or whether it's in movies or whether it's in EDM, meaning electric dance music, or however it's being
you can't
shot
help
out there.
But be blessed by the music that you're hearing.
Exactly.
I just have to ask you, if 20 years ago some psychic or somebody would have come up to you and said, you're going to change the world with an old antique harp,
I would have laughed in their face. I would have laughed in their face, because I can't play a guitar. I can't play any other instrument. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've never touched an instrument that I could play.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, it's literal mastery. And then that's where it's like, hey, when something is like that, you got to step back and say, this is a little bit too perfect to be me right now.
There's something else. There's something else going on. So now you've combined the harp, the beatbox, and the piano, and you call that
love equation.
Love
that is the
equation.
Mm-hmm. Now let me give you. Okay, so check this out. The transition from becoming a producer, whether I was a struggling producer or not, giving that 15-year, dream up for becoming a harpist. What does a harpist have to do? So I'm married. So, and my wife and I had just separated by finances. Everybody in this town goes through some hardcore stuff. Mm. You know what I mean? When you're going after
you're
your
not dream. Only married, you got kids.
I got
and you
kids
got
and grandkids.
Grandkids.
King Siren Solomon.
Yeah.
So that's another story. But the point being is that when we were separated from finance, and then this hit, and it finally dawned on me, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be a harpist. How do you tell your wife that when you're already financially destroyed?
Yeah. How
and
do
you're
you?
Like, well, you, I would, matter of fact, I was
what
at this,
throw
wow,
at you is probably the question.
Wow. I was at that, train station at the North Hollywood train station.
Just like a block
wow,
from here.
Yeah. And I remember being on the phone with her and like, this is what, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do. And she's like, oh, are you serious? What do you want me to tell my mother, my family? Oh, you know, geez. Really? This is what's going on? You know, and it's like, it's hardcore. It's just hardcore, you know, and that's what I've had to take from it. But the reality is every bit of my move forward has been through me playing at farmers market. It's been from me playing at gigs, really on the streets. This is the beautiful part about L.A. You never know who's circling around you, you know, but that's what I mean, being in the moment and not for strategy for a casting that I need to be over here. I need to be in the office. I just sit down and play and watch what happens. And bam, this album, the son of the manager for The Who and the manager for Judas Priest is who saw me and said, hey, you know what? I want you to play for a party of mine. And that party was a celebration of his wife, Joe, God love her, our big sis, beating an aneurysm.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that makes sense. On a big day like this, an anointed harpist was called in. You know what I mean? And then this guy comes up and starts playing the piano, and I was like, this is sounding way too good. You mind if I record this on my iPhone?
Oh, at that party.
Yes.
That's where you met.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So I recorded on my iPhone. That was it. And then they saw me at the farmer's market, and I was playing it out through my iPhone. And they were like, oh, my, this is beautiful. And I was like, listen to the background. That's your party. And they're like, we got to get you guys together. Mm. So all of that happened, and here comes this album. You know what I mean? Mm. And Nico himself, he's an anointed pianist. He just sat down and could play. Mm. Every song was a one take. Everything you hear was, I was just sitting back like, whoa. And he himself is an EDM. He's signed to like Rolling Stones, noted as the fourth most powerful person in music. He's not even doesn't even pursue his piano stuff. You know what I mean? Just a happening kind of thing. And in that, that's what, you know, that's the power of letting go and being what you're supposed to be. It's going to happen.
You're a walking testament.
I really am. It is hardcore, y'all. Seriously.
It's hardcore. Appropriate, too, that the music is coming from the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Where it's supposed to be. I mean, a harp, you know, to me, this needs to be, and I'm actually starting PK harps, Philip King harps, to just redo this kind of harp. Because one of the reasons people stay away from harps, everybody like, oh, I would like to play a harp. But then you think of this big monstrous thing that no one can take anywhere. And, okay, well, I'm not doing that.
The size of a baby grand piano, pretty much upright.
Exactly. So I want people to get back to wanting to get a harp and wanting to take harp lessons, because a harp should be taken like a troubadour. You walk around and spread. That's it.
Let's just visualize. People used to walk around with the boom boxes. Mm-hmm. People walking around.
Come on, now that'll be an age. That'll be a season of uplifting there. Whoa. Whoa. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Well,
that's a big thought there. I like that.
Well, I'm liking this a lot. We have just a couple more minutes together, then we're going to play a bit of your song from the second album, right? Or is it still the first album?
No, this is the second album. The first album is Return of King David for the Saul and the Saul.
Okay.
That one is mainly harp and then a little beatbox.
Okay.
Now, just know that I'm playing the same songs over on this album. It's just... now we're adding the beatbox and the harp.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm taking the same ancient songs. I'm not making anything new. I'm just finding a way to make it more accessible to the listener. And just know that I've noticed that babies, teenagers, elders, it just hits the whole spectrum.
Yeah, I like how you say from 7 minutes to 70 plus.
And older. Yeah. And it plus. That, and I see it That's the point about this. I'm going for the Michael Jackson branding, that this is for everybody, because a Michael Jackson branding means that the great grandmom is sitting there bopping and dancing while the baby that's 2 years old is doing the exact same thing. And the one that's in the crib that's a couple days old is just like looking up happy.
And everybody in between.
There you go.
Well, tell us in the next minute or two that we have, how people can support you giving the CDs to the children and the programs that you're doing, and not only help repair this original harp, but also potentially help launch PK Harps.
That's right.
Tell us.
Okay, so you need to, if you would like to really help, and it's not, you're helping me to do this. You're donating to Philip King to give more children at Children's Hospital these CDs to go up to their rooms with, to more parents to go home and chill out with after such a trying time. And you go to Universal Harp, not Harp, HARP.com. And on the homepage, there's a donate button at the bottom of the homepage. And go there and let your heart do the rest. Your heart and your wallet do the rest. You know what I mean? And as far as the harps, my harp is cracked at the bottom. And there's a gentleman in Hollywood that said he would like to help that, but also build the duplicate, because I can't find a harp that looks like this online.
I've never seen one.
And in that, we want to make a lot of harps like this. So everybody,
phone's ringing already.
Hey, there it is, and it's my son.
Okay.
What's up, Raheem? Regardless of the fact, we want to get these type of beautiful ancient harps in the hands of a lot of people. And I'll have a DVD to go with it to learn to play the songs that I'm playing. So it's just like, if you can play a drum, you can play a harp. It's that simple. Get out of the complicated, oh, that's the hardest thing you could ever play. That's a stronghold to hold you back. Break that stronghold and just pick it up. You know what I mean? My son loves me. I love you too, Raheem. I'm in an interview, Ra. So, you know, just Universal Harp, universalharp.com. Go down to the donate. If you could do it tonight, as soon as possible. You know what I mean? It's like, let's make this happen and get this thing going in reality. My son loves me. I love my son.
He's a real guy, a real dad, real granddad. Mm-hmm. I can't believe the granddad thing. That's hard to believe. And your music speaks for itself. It really does.
I'm in an interview, son. I love you. You can stay on the line.
It's good to have you with us, Ra. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo, and it's great to have you here. And your dad's amazing.
Thank you.
And it's an honor to have him. We're actually going to be playing a bit of his music as we say goodbye to him, and we'll bring Mark on for our producer's rap. We are going to be hearing Live in a Dream from his Philip's second album. It's Philip King playing Live in a Dream along with pianist
Nico Gibler, the man.
And we'll be back right after this.
Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Live from Studio NoHo in Studio City or Burbank, North Hollywood. Where the heck are we? I'm totally, my mind is like, where are we? What is this? What's going
down
on?
Down the street from the metro station down where it all happened. Changed.
Exactly.
That's all we need to know.
Well, this is our producer's wrap, and I think we'll have something. Let's do something different and special. The harp's right there, and you said it's easy to play, Mark.
I pick it up, and I'll show you just how anointed Philip is.
That's funny.
That's for a different show.
Although I'm sure you could learn.
I'm still feeling the last three songs that we heard from him. The live was magical, and the other two. And the introduction was magical, and I have to give a shout out to Lynn Fisher, who blessed me with an introduction to Philip King at my birthday recently.
Hear, hear.
And what a way to meet such a beautiful being, and an amazing talent, and a gift to obviously his family, but to anyone who comes in contact with him and the music and the frequency. And, you know, I love that he uses that word. You know, I'm a big fan of that word.
Mm.
And you know, it's something that I don't think that enough of us pay attention to. Mm. We think of music because it makes us feel good, and we think about what we want to listen to in the moment, but we don't pay attention to the correlation of why we're listening to what we're listening to in the moment. Mm. And I often say that, you know, a lot of people, you know, suddenly will dial into, Air Supply, you know, when they're in love or something angry and maybe more Linkin Parkish, more aggressive when they're in a different place. And it's that frequency makes such a big difference, and it's an indicator of where you're at and whether you're in a happy place or a more aggressive place, and or it can put you back in a place of more harmony, in a place of as Philip says, of a higher or more complete love.
Well, here's a person who starts off in hip hop, right? And then all of a sudden he gets the blessing or the download or the inspiration or whatever it is. And here he's gets this instrument and it's in the moonlight. I mean, this is a movie, right? Yeah. and it's in the moonlight and he goes and all of a sudden he's making music and then it becomes his instrument and his life. And so he's bringing whatever he had within the hip hop world into this and bringing it all together in a way that's very right now. So there's something happening right now.
Well, there's something happening. And Philip mentions he's one of, you know, many, maybe not the same types of talents or conduits or gifts, but the one of many that are bringing this higher frequency in. You know, we've had a friend of ours, Alan Howarth, on the show a couple of times, I believe. And you know, Alan's a proponent of having arrived, even though with his musical genius and working on over 300 films and some of the biggest films in Hollywood.
And a lot of dark stuff, too.
And a lot of dark stuff. You're absolutely right.
Halloween.
But yet somehow he arrived, right, Halloween and the Friday the 13th series.
Yeah.
And a number of them. But also the Star Treks and other Hunt for Red October. But having that type of a background, he arrived through mathematics at an understanding of frequency.
Frequencies, right.
And more importantly, an understanding of the incongruence with frequency as it's been played in the Western world.
Yeah.
And so very interesting now where he was looking at mathematics and saying back then being the harpsichord, the harp, the Gregorian chants, the pan flute, a lot of the didgeridoo, a lot of the ancients.
And even further back to the Egyptian times.
Egyptian times and prior to, tuned their instrumentation or their chants from the heart. Mm. And that was because it was tuned intuitively to what felt right. And yet we standardized, whether it was by design or not, is for a whole different discussion, but we standardized our music in out of congruence, in discord with our heart center and with our subconscious and with the greater frequency. And so there is a recognition, and it's actually been proven mathematically now, which is a wonderful story. But that kind of puts a little science behind what Philip is doing from a very natural perspective.
When he talks about letting go. Yeah.
And I think he said at the beginning some words in terms of playing from the heart. Mm-hmm. And you know, playing the harp as he does from the heart. I think it's a very interesting
harp from the heart.
You know, gift that we're witnessing, and you can feel it. You're not just hearing it; you feel the music, you feel the frequency.
Yeah, I'd never been close to anybody who did beatbox and this close in proximity to anyone.
I feel that too.
Yeah, I felt that too.
That's also coming from his heart. So it's you know, it's that combination. I love the juxtaposition, and you know, I'm a big fan of fusion. And you know, the Western world, so to speak, modern music has done that a little bit. You know, I was kind of rooting for and hoping to see hip hop and country western fuse just to see what would happen years ago, and then it happened and it was magical. And you know, there's more of that, and seeing more of classical compositions blend with, you know, contemporary songs or being remastered or rearranged. So there's been a bit of that, but I think now we're going into a whole higher, you know, spectrum and a whole higher vibration.
You know, with this classical instrument sitting in front of me, being used in a whole different way, and I'm watching his whole body. I was trained classically, both on piano and on violin and vocally. So there's a way you stand, and there's a way you do certain things, And I also had many friends who also were trained classically on other instruments as well. So I've been around all this, you know, in the orchestra and all that, and other harpists and piano. So obviously there's a reason for certain postures and all that. But then to watch him and to say, wait a minute, he can do all that, and he's all over the place, and he's always like, and it's like, wow, how, you know, to be free like that and still be able to make.
Yeah, or maybe he wouldn't make it the way he is making it if he were in other postures, you know. I too, was trained professionally, and my choral director, we were one of the top vocal choirs and sang with people like the Vienna Boys Choir and sang for a couple of presidents, and we were in that spectrum, and yet the fun and that freedom and that connection to heart was completely, I would say, ushered out of me, encouraged out of me. We had to stand a certain way. We had to breathe a certain way. The hands were behind the back. The fun was completely removed from the process for me. And so I really enjoy seeing someone so connected to what they're doing and so free. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the perfect posture.
It's inspiring. I'm inspired. I hope you're all inspired. And we thank our guest, Philip King, and we thank all of you for being with us. Thank you, Dorothy Donahue, for producing this great show along with Mark Lejeur and myself. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.